Hey, welcome to Planet Shakers. We are so excited that you're with us today at Planet Shakers Church. I'm going to be speaking on keys, the keys of the kingdom. God wants to give you keys to unlock your destiny. I hope you enjoy this message. Sit back, open up your spirit, and enjoy the word of God. I spoke last time on the keys of the kingdom because God gives you keys to unlock the kingdom. If he didn't say that, he said he wouldn't give us the keys of the kingdom. If there's no keys to use, there's nothing to unlock. The keys of the kingdom, and I want to speak on a part two this today. You know, in April 15, 1912, can anyone tell me what happened? April 15, 1912, can anyone tell me? The Titanic went down. The full story hasn't been told about what happened in the Titanic because there is a missing key to what happened to see the coming down of that great ship. When that ship sailed from England across to America, they had a second officer, I think his name was David Blair. He was assigned to that voyage, that journey, and the day before, he was reassigned to another journey, so he had actually... There's a cabinet there that actually was the place in the crow's nest that had the binoculars there, and he had the key for that. And so he forgot to return the key and he was assigned to another place. So they had no key for that cabinet, which meant the person sitting at the crow's nest watching the water, watching all that, had to look with his own eyes because they had no key to unlock that cabinet. If they had a key that unlocked that cabinet, he would have had binoculars and quite possibly would have seen the icebergs coming. Because of a lack of a key, people got injured and died. God says, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. Why has he given us keys of the kingdom? Because he's got these keys that will release blessing, not only on your life, but on the lives of people all over the world. I love God because he is so smart. And when you hang with smart people, you become smarter. You become, you know, the more... I love game shows, by the way. My family hate them, but I love them. The Chase, I love The Chase. My favourite person on The Chase, if you don't know who that is, it's a game show that, you know, they have different... characters and you go off against them. And I love it because I learn knowledge. As I'm listening to them, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. And the next time... And have you ever played a game that you answer questions and you get like 6 out of 10 and you replay it and you already know the questions, the answer to the questions, and you then get 10 out of 10 and you walk out of there go, oh, I got 100%. But you don't tell anyone that you got 60% in the game before. But how did my knowledge increase? I was around someone who was smarter. How does my knowledge increase of God or the things of God? I get around God because he's smarter than me. He's smarter than everybody. And so God has given us the keys. You know, the keys of what? The kingdom. Every message of Jesus, well, the message of Jesus was around the theme of the kingdom of heaven on earth. So God wants to release heaven on earth. That's why we released a CD called Heaven on Earth. Because that's God's plan. Some people say, well, can we really have heaven on earth? Yes, we can. Why? Because if we can't, Jesus would never have told us to pray, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom is a government. And the government affects the way people live. So God says, I want to bring my kingdom, my authority, my glory to earth as it is in heaven. So then we got to look, what is heaven like? There's no corruption in heaven. There's no division in heaven. There is no lack in heaven. There's blessing in heaven. There's health in heaven. There's freedom in heaven. There's joy in heaven. There's life in heaven. There's worship 24/7 in heaven. There's praise in heaven. It's noisy in heaven. But in the mixed months of noise, there's peace. So God says, the message of Jesus was about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 16, verse 15 and 19, it says, then he asked them, who do people say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, you are blessed. Everyone say, you are blessed. Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter. So he has a name change. In other words, he has a revelation change. He says, upon this rock, what rock? The revelation of who Jesus is. I will build my church and the powers of hell will not conquer it. Wow, this revelation of who Jesus is has so much power to defeat hell. This is the kingdom we're talking about. We're not talking about just a kingdom of power, we're talking about a kingdom of authority. You think of a game of sport. You see, let's say NFL football, you see all these big, muscly, footballing men out there, and they, if they hit you, they'll break you in two. They have power. But there's these little skinny old guys with black and white tops, they're called referees. And they have a whistle and a flag. And they could be beaten up by these big, muscular guys anytime. But because they have authority, their authority is greater than that person's own power. So the kingdom of God is a kingdom of authority. So the enemy might look big and mean and tough and thinks he can break you down, but you have the authority of heaven, because when you understand who Jesus is, he not only has authority, he has power. So you might feel weak, but he is strong. You might feel lost, but he finds you. You might feel blind, but he gives you vision. Why? Because of his authority. And that same authority is given to us. You think about a little skinny referee, and they all have to stop. And he has the power to evict any player that does the wrong thing. Little skinny guy, has no big muscles, older, talks funny now, but he has authority. Why? Because of his position. It says, you have not learnt this from any human being. You are on Peter, upon this rock I will build my church and the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I, Jesus talking, will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. In other words, what you lock on earth will be locked in heaven. And what you permit on earth, or what you loose on earth, what you unlock on earth will be permitted or unlocked in heaven. This is pretty cool. So God's given us authority because we have a revelation of who Jesus is, and now we have the authority to bind and loose, to lock and unlock, to permit and stop. This is pretty cool. But the reason to get it is, how you get it is you get the keys. So how do you get the keys? Number one, you're a citizen of heaven. That gives you the rights. The Bible says that we are citizens of heaven passing through. Our destination is where we will end up, and that's called heaven. You were formed in the heart of God in a heavenly place before you were even created. You might live on earth, but God's put you on earth to bring heaven as a citizen of heaven to earth. I love that. We're all citizens of heaven if you give your life to Jesus. To get into heaven or the kingdom, it's easy. You said, what do you mean it's easy? It's easy. Jesus did it all on the cross. He died for our sin. He gave us access. He says, come on in. The Bible says, how do you get there? By believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. What do you believe? That Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, that he died for your sin, that he rose again on the third day, that he comes to give you life and life to the full, that he lives in you and you are in him. You are now in Christ Jesus, and now you have the power to change the world. Not because you are made anything great, but because he's great in you. And so it's easy. By faith, I get a gift and I receive it. Now I enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus paid the price. We just got to believe and receive. That's pretty cool. But when you're in the house, you then got to discover your need for keys to unlock and lock. In other words, you might be in the lobby, but you don't discover the rest of the rooms because you don't have the right keys. See, these are my keys. I use my wife's keys are like really big. That's so they can be found in a bag. These are my keys. And these keys have access to my car, my house, my garage, my office, my mailbox. But if I was a person who didn't know what these keys were and you just handed them to me and I didn't understand them, I could try to turn my car on with this key, but it won't work. I could try to open my house with this fob, but it won't work. Why? Because it's the wrong key. You see, you can be in the house but not understand the keys you have. To discover the kingdom, you need keys. For example, a key, you see, the Bible says, what you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, what you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So a key locks and unlocks. So what you bind, you lock it up. What you loose, you unloose it. Here's a key. Here's a key. God says forgiveness is a key. If you forgive, you are unlocked to receive from God. So you unlock blessing from heaven so God can bless you. Unforgiveness locks up. So people are locked up all over the world because they have not used the key of forgiveness to unlock themselves. It's a key. All through the scripture, there is keys. In Matthew 13, 11 says this is a problem at times. Jesus, he said, he replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets. He was telling stories, parables about, seed at this stage. And the disciples said, what were you talking about? He said, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. How many know there's secrets to discover in the kingdom of heaven? He said, but others are not. You go, God, that's not fair. No, because here's the deal. It is fair because the attitude or the hunger of the person is the one that receives. It says, to those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given and they will have an abundance of knowledge. I am the worst. There's some things I'm really good at listening in and there's some things I'm horrible at listening in. One thing that I'm horrible at listening is when Sam wants me to go buy stuff at the grocery store. She goes, now this, I want this, this milk, I want, this washing detergent, I want, it's the pink one, and she'll tell me about it, and I'll be, yeah, but I'm not listening. get this and get that, right? So I'll get to the supermarket, and I'm like, what one is it? In the past, I used to ring. She goes, you never listen. I go, I was listening. Just attack on the way. There was an attack in my mind. So I just buy everything that's there that looks like it. I just want it to be a blessing. See, people can read the Bible but not listen. You can be in worship and not listen. You can see the Bible says we incline our ear. Yeah, my children at times don't listen. I can tell. They got this look on their face like. But they're not listening. Clean your room. Yes, Dad. Make sure you do it by this time. Yes, Dad. I'll come home after that time. Why is the room not clean? Did you listen? Yes, what did I say? Clean the room. I said, when by? Why? Because they're not giving their whole heart to hearing. If we want the keys of breakthrough, we've got to give our whole heart to hear the God of the breakthrough. It says this, but those who listen to my teaching and more understanding will be given. Say, God, give me understanding. Come on, say it with a force. Give me understanding. And he says, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. That's cool. But those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have, will be taken from them. Wow. This same Bible, this same revelation is available to everyone. The difference is the listeners and the non-listeners. You see, to discover the kingdom of God, you need to discover the secrets of the kingdom. And the kingdom secrets are discovered in the Word of God through the Holy Spirit revealing the Word. That's why I love the Word of God, because sometimes it's like a mirror, or like a mirror that has many angles, not a flat mirror. What do you call those things? Rubik's Cube or whatever. It has different angles, or a diamond, and you see different things in it. It's the same diamond, but you see different reflections in it. And God might be speaking to me about something through the Word of God that has a reflection to where my heart is, but someone else might read the same scripture and God is dealing with their heart. The truth is the same, but the revelation of the reflection of it is a little bit different. Why? Because His Word is not limited. So the Holy Spirit is who reveals the Word. You know, the Pharisees knew the Bible but didn't know Jesus when He turned up. So there's a difference between knowledge and revelation. You might know something, but you don't know what it's there for. I know that a plane can fly, but I might not have a revelation of how it does. See, God wants us to live by revelation. Listen to what Jesus says, Matthew 23. He says, what sorrow awaits teachers of religious law and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. That's what religion does. You won't go in yourself and don't let others either enter either. See, that God wants to give keys, but people have tried to shut doors. Luke 11, 52, what sorrow awaits you experts in religious law. You remove the key to knowledge from the people. You don't enter the kingdom yourself and you prevent others from entering. Who was the key? Jesus was the key. Jesus was the access. And these religious teachers would not reveal who He was, and they were shutting the door. Wow. How are we going? Is this all right? Jesus teaches so many keys in the Bible to God's blessing. Are you one of those people that believe God wants to bless people? Yes. Do you really? Yes, because He's a good father. He's not an abusive dad. He's a loving dad. He wants to bless His children. I don't understand everything that goes on in life, but I understand one thing. In all that remains, God is good, and He's good all the time. There is no badness in Him. There's no blackness in Him. There's no confusion in Him. He is good. Jesus, I want to give you some keys this morning. You want some keys? Jesus is there. I've stood here in this place. Is speaking to thousands and thousands of people. And he's looking over the Sea of Galilee, and it's like this amphitheater that there could have been up to 40,000 people in. And he teaches what we call the Beatitude. I call it the blessings of God, because every Beatitude is connected to blessing, and every blessing has a key. You ready? God blesses. By the way, let me put the amplified version of that. Bless means happy, to be envied, and spiritually prosperous with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of the outward conditions. Blessing, when he's talking there, is to be envied, to be spiritual prosperous with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regarding the outward conditions. So when you understand that meaning, here it goes. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Now that word poor, the Amplified Version says, and those who are poor in spirit, the humble who rate themselves insignificant compared to God, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, he blesses those whose spirits say, God, I need you and I depend upon you and I put my reliance on you because yours, come on Austin, yours, come on Cape Town, come on Singapore, come on Melbourne and all the campuses, yours, come on Geneva, yours is the kingdom of heaven. So being poor in spirit, being humble in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is there for you. So it's a key. You ready for another one? God blesses those who mourn. What a strange scripture. For they will be comforted. He's showing you the character and the nature of God. He's saying, no matter what you go through, whether it's mourning or dancing, I'll bring you comfort. I will comfort you. I'll bless you. I'll bring you. Remember the meaning of the in the Amplified Version? I'll bless you. You'll be envied. You'll be spiritually prosperous with life and joy, even when you're mourning, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of the outward conditions. He blesses those who mourn. In other words, who come to him and reveal themselves to him. You want another key? God blesses those who are humble. So humility is a key, for they will inherit the whole earth. So humility is a key to inheritance of the whole earth. Wow. I've seen business people and successful people over the years, and they become successful and they think it's themselves. Look at me. And their business might grow and their kingdom might, or their empire might grow, but their peace doesn't grow. Because remember, blessing is to be spiritually envied. It means to find salvation and satisfaction in God and joy, to be prosperous spiritually with life, doesn't matter what the deal is or what the deal isn't. In other words, because they're humble in spirit, they will inherit, because God trusts people with humility. Because all through scripture, when God blessed people and they turned their dependence from God to themselves, they became prideful and that took the blessing of God off their life. So a key to live a whole life of blessing is to be humble. And humble doesn't mean I'm nothing, I'm useless. No, you're something in God, but you humble yourself to understand it's God and God alone that's made you great. Amen. Here we go. God blesses, where's the key here? Those who hunger and thirst for justice. So he blesses those, and what is justice? Is kingdom justice. It's not earthly justice, it's kingdom justice. I watched a thing the other night, and there was this person who was a part of ISIS, and that they, you know, in England there's not the death penalty, and in America there is, and the English reporter was saying, I hope they get executed, and in America, and you know, I'm not getting into the discussion of that, but they're thinking through human justice instead of kingdom justice. God blesses, a key to blessing is hungering and thirst for justice. Another key, God blesses, here's a key to receiving mercy. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. It's a key, mercy unlocks mercy. The Bible's rich with keys. You know those games where you discover treasures and keys and stuff like that? That's what the Bible is. Not a game, it's a life of discovering keys to unlock blessing. But the only way to receive it is the knowledge of God and the revelation of who he is through the Holy Spirit. How are we going? Here's another one. God blesses those hearts, those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. So the key to see God is keep your heart pure. Because if your heart is unclean or corrupt, your ability. You ever had a windscreen that's got dirt all over it? You might see a form of where you're going, but you won't see the fullness of where you're going. And that's why, because the windscreen is covered in dirt. And that's the same with our heart. You want to see God, get your heart clean. The good news about God is we are the righteousness of Christ, and He makes us clean. So we've got to confess our sins to Him, and He is faithful and just to forgive us. So it cleanses us so we can see Him. Our hearts that are pure are key to seeing God. Want another key? God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. So the key to be called the children of God is to be a peacemaker. Not a peacekeeper, a peacemaker. Because a peacemaker makes peace, a peacekeeper tries to manipulate peace. So a key that people know that we are children of God is that we are peaceful, and that we're trying to bring peace to situations, not strife, not envy, not anything that's of the flesh, but to bring peace, because the key to be called a child of God is be a peacemaker. That's why the Bible says, put the gospel of peace. So wherever you go, bring the gospel of peace. Here we go. You ready? Oh, you like this one? God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. I don't like persecution, but sometimes it's a key, if you keep your heart right, to receive even more in God. I've discovered in God, He will never let us settle. He says, you either advance or allow other people to attack you so that gets you off your blessed assurance so you can advance to my presence. The Bible says heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. What does that mean? That means that God wants us to be constantly moving, and when we're moving and taking ground, the enemy won't like it, and he'll persecute you. He'll make up stories about you. There'll be fake news about you, but it doesn't matter. Why? Because you understand it's a key to blessing. Musicians, come. I love that. I love this. God blesses you when people mock you. I don't love mocking. And persecute you and lie about you and say all evil things about you because you are my followers. Not because they don't say things about you because you've done bad things. It's because you're a follower of Jesus. He says, be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. So he's saying this. He's saying, what you carry will stir up hell. What you carry, the enemy won't like it, but the hungry will be drawn to it. And so the enemy will try to do whatever he can to stop it in your life. But here's the deal. Be glad, for a reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. Now, I don't like pain, but we might as well embrace pain, because it's in the pain you grow. I was with one of the All Blacks just recently. All Blacks, rugby player, and he's retired. And I said, what do you miss about rugby? He said, I miss the contest, the fight. I go, really? I go, who was the dirtiest play you've ever played on? And he told me of this Australian player. I won't tell you his name. He said, he's a little guy and he used to tread on my feet. This guy's about 6'6". He's got muscles on muscles. And I go, what happened when he tread on your feet? I told him, next time you come into the pocket, I'm going to take you out. And he did it again. So I took him out. He goes, I love that. I'm like, I'm not playing rugby. But he said he missed the contest. Why? Because God never called us to settle. He called us to move forward. And sometimes persecution is you taking ground for God. And when you take ground for God, consider all joy. Consider all joy. Keys for blessing are found all through the Word of God. keys for breakthrough are found all through the Word of God, but it comes by revelation. By revelation, knowing who Jesus is, knowing Him, letting the Holy Spirit reveal you the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, understanding that you have the key. You know, if you don't understand you got the key, it could lock up a binocular set of the Spirit that sees things coming in the future that would hurt other people. But if you have the key, you'll be able to see in faith what's about to do, and you can go, oh, we'll go that way and miss the iceberg. God wants you to live by the keys of the kingdom. I'm so grateful that you joined us today. You know, God has a plan for each one of us. What we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What we lock is locked on earth is locked in heaven. And what we unlock on earth is unlocked in heaven. So God wants to release the kingdom of heaven through you. I pray you have the best week, the most amazing week. Join us next week as well. Also, send us an email at church@planetshakers.com. Tell us what God's doing in your life. And also connect with us on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, we want to connect with you, and believing the best days are ahead of you. God bless you and have a great week.